Music, Category 6, Baytown Groove, 4A Tradition, Nick Perkins, Elvis, and others. Friday's Cajun Night, Saturday a Classic Car Show, Fireworks Show, Sunday night, St. Clair Catholic Church's Seafood Festival, Memorial Weekend, South Beach Boulevard, Waveland, Mississippi, Friday through Sunday, May 27th through May 29th.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, God-loving patriots. Welcome to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. I am John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative. Stand by for everybody. Moment of silence for tonight's opening prayer and pledge. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day of life on your beautiful green American soil. I ask for forgiveness for all of my sins and mistakes I've made. I put all my ambitions into your hands, Lord. Watch over me and cover me with your precious blood. I give you all the thanks, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, God-loving patriots. Welcome to another week of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative. I have a few things to throw out there before I get started on my topics. I am in the conception stages of a Patriot Fest for sometimes in the fall. Oh, first of all, before I get started, my co-host, Philip Patriot, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I think we should have a Patriot Festival on July 4th in between the police department and the Zephyr Stadium. Let's have it in the Zephyr Stadium parking lot.
That's
right there.
Too early for me to get started. I was thinking about around fall time, right before the midterm elections.
Well, listen, can we have one over there by the Howard Lee statue? Because I think we need a freedom festival as soon as possible before the attackers in November to try to destroy America even more with false voting and all kinds of attacks. This is a concentrated attack, brothers and sisters, and we need to have a Patriot Festival soon, a patriotic pro-life festival where we can put our minds together and our hearts together and our money together like our forefathers did, because look what they're doing to our babies, this baby formula catastrophe. They're trying to cause a food formula catastrophe, and now they're buying, you know, food formula, baby formula from other countries, New Zealand and other places. How can we trust them, people? Brothers and sisters, we need to get back to the old West and raise our kids up like we did when we came here to begin with. Wake up, America. Amen.
Amen. Right, got you right there, Phil Cajun Buccaneer. Okay. I set up a new cell phone line just for this fest. Any major supermarket business wants to sponsor this festival. Cell phone is 985-618-0205. Reach me at my email, flamingconservative@wgso.com.
Well, I still hope that we get some kind of festival going for July 4th, an Energy Independence Festival, a Freedom Festival, an Abortion Free America from Abortion Festival.
Oh, I'm all with you on that.
They're trying to abort everybody, and they're trying to abort natural American citizens and balkanize the United States of America like never before. These people are so evil, your mind can't even imagine it. The Bible says their evil knows no boundaries. Brothers and sisters, and the Bible also says to know your enemies so we can defend ourselves against them. And if you can't see your enemy, how can you block them? How can you punch them? How can you kick them? How can you stop them from stabbing you with a knife or shooting you with a gun? Brothers and sisters, this is a war, and it's not going to stop. brothers and sisters, we need a border patrol between Jefferson and Orleans Parish. And we need a border patrol between Mexico and America. We also need one between us and Canada and even the seas, because we've got Somalia pirates and all kinds of people coming here. This is a siege. America's under siege. We're the ultimate jewel. We're the last, you know, resistance.
We need to stop talking about it, start doing. Take our country back. We need to go to the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and throw these people out of office. They work for us. We don't work for them.
They need to go to jail. They're guilty of gross malfeasance.
They need to be put under jail, Phil.
They're guilty of gross espionage in office, gross sabotage in office, and gross sedition in office. And most of all, gross attempted assassination of America as we know it. They're trying to meld this into some kind of new world order, satanic, you know, world order of some kind that they created. You know, it's from Satan. It's not from Lord Jesus. It's anti-Christian all the way. I mean, you know, you can't be lower if you're a murdered baby while it's still inside the mother's body. Partial birth abortion is the most grievous and evil and gruesome, you know, operation that ever existed. To murder a baby while it's still partially inside the baby's womb with the head sticking out. I mean, that's terrible. And then they take all of this stuff and they study it.
I think that's where all these COVID vaccines come from, aborted baby parts.
Yes, there is. That's exactly true. There's a lot. There's fetal tissue in there. That's right. Yeah, I mean, the first shot is different than the second shot. And the second shot is the one that really gets you and kills you, like it killed my wife. And I can tell you right now, this is not, you know, by accident. This is pre-planned attack. It's biological warfare.
That's why it's got a shortage of baby formula. They're trying to kill the population because they're about to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, they hate that because they don't want no more babies born. And you see, it's all biological warfare. That's right. The disease is biological warfare, and the vaccinations. All the vaccinations are biological germ warfare against our people. They're injecting all kinds of little squiggly, ugly little animals into your body that you can't see without a microscope, and that's their big secret, that they're infesting you. They're not protecting your immune system. They're destroying your immune system. They'll make it where you can't have no babies, turn you infertile. They'll give little boys and little girls hepatitis. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on again. And they're not going to stop because they got all kinds of money and all kinds of power, and they're infested with something called vampirism. You know what I mean? They really like to suck the blood of America. Y'all better wake up now. They ain't not sucking none of my blood, and they're not going to kill none of my family if I can help it. I'll fight them to the death. Wake up, America. Amen.
Before we go to our first call, I got a couple special announcements. Yours truly will be on the Moon Griffon radio show tomorrow morning. Moon Griffon, the Cajun version of Jeff Cruer. You have heard of Moon Griffon?
Yeah, and Baton Rouge.
Actually, out of Lafayette. And I'm also going to be doing a podcast on the McFiles Network. He's on YouTube. Probably Thursday.
Well, I hope we get to see it.
Okay, the Flaming Conservatives is starting to get around a little bit. I like to thank all my friends and fans who's been calling the show and supporting this show. Thank you for your belief in me. And now for our first caller for the night, we go to Matthew from the Bissonnet Projects. Good evening, Matthew.
That's pretty good, but until you are in the litter box, you have not gotten anywhere yet.
Right.
You've got to get in the litter box with Cat Turd and Jewel. That is my favorite live stream on Rumble. It's just hilarious. The Cat Turd is something else. So one of the things, and it took me a little while to realize it, but their lack of a belief in God, the people who oppose us, and this is not all atheists, obviously, but the ones who are in charge, their lack of a belief in God permits them such thoughts as humans are a virus on the face of the earth. And in order to save the earth, we must get rid of the Earthlings. That's us. So that is what motivates them, is this belief that carbon dioxide is pollution.
Hold that thought, Matthew. You got to go to a break. Wait till the next segment. Listen to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
I'm Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the Food Show every weekday right here on WGSO, 2 to 4. See you then.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Got some good bumping music. Crucified by Lily Nax. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Call in numbers 504-556-9696. Email is flamingconservative@wgso.com. Okay, I got a little article I want to read. It's from WWL Radio about gas prices. Gas prices in the United States keep on rising and have hit a national average of $4.59 a gallon, according to AAA, with no signs of slowing down anytime soon. Last year at this time, the national average for regular gas was just $3.03 a gallon. Wasn't even that high this time of year. Gas prices have gone up close to 40 cents in the last month alone, and as it costs just $4.12 per gallon on average in April. California is currently home to the highest gas prices in the country, as residents are paying an average of $6.06 per gallon for regular gas,
five other states have an average of at least $5 per gallon, including Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, while Arizona, New York, and Ohio are all closing in on $5 per gallon average. Nine states in the Northeast, plus Idaho, have an average gas price between $4.61 and $4.85 per gallon. While there are 11 states whose average price for a gallon of regular gas is between $4.03 and $4.19 per gallon, most are in the Midwest, in addition to a few southern states in Colorado. Oklahoma has the lowest national average for regular gas, sitting at $4.03 per gallon. Kansas right behind it at $4.04 per gallon. Those who rely on premium or diesel fuel for their vehicles are struggling just as much with rising prices. The national average for premium gas is $5.25 per gallon, up from $4.79 last month and $3.64 in 2021. Diesel fuel has seen the biggest jump in price in the last year, going from $3.18 in 2021 to $5.54 per gallon on average now. The highest recorded average price for diesel fuel was on May 18th when it hit $5.57 per gallon. What can we do about this? What can we do about this? Phil, what's your take on this?
What can we do about this?
It's getting to the point where you won't be able to afford to go to work.
Well, the problem, there's a couple of issues involved in that. One of which is, even if I had private land and I were to permit you to drill on my private land, the NIMBYists, remember what happened when they tried to drill one fracking well, which, by the way, is if you're going to drill a well with a very low chance of anything going wrong, fracking is the way to go because it's not a pressurized well. First thing I would have to do is I'd have to get somebody interested in doing the drilling. Okay, so I find a drilling contractor, have to hire the rig. Then I'd have to get financing to drill the well. Well, depends. I'd have to find a bank that doesn't adhere to the ESG standards. You know what ESG standards are? Environmental, social, and governance standards.
Our dictator and thief, I'm sorry, that's what I'll call him, dictator and thief. He is not a president. Only one.
He's a meat puppet.
Joe poo-poo pants Biden canceled five lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It is his fault why we have high fuel costs.
Yes, he wants them to go higher still because the objective is to get us all to give up on our internal combustion engine cars and go to electric cars. Not Teslas, of course. He hates Elon Musk.
But
and I think he's feeling mutual. But
what these dumbasses don't realize is battery-powered electric cars are more costly than petroleum-powered cars. You know how much a battery is for a Toyota Prius that's just a hybrid? You're looking at about $2,500 just for one flipping battery.
Oh yeah. No, they realize that, but they don't care. Remember, humans are the problem. So if humans are the problem because of our carbon footprint, guess which humans have the highest carbon footprint? That would be American humans.
Oh yeah.
So that, you know, that they can make us suffer more because of the damage we've done to the earth and all the people who are living, you know, we're living pristine lives of
I say
nature before the Europeans showed up. Well, that's all the better.
I say to all those drillers out there and those pipeline workers, screw Biden, screw Harris, screw the Democrat Party. Start drilling. Let's get this pipeline fixed. There's not enough prison cells to put to hold all of us in jail. We need to get this going. Stop being scared of their bullying. Start drilling oil. We got it in the United States. There's no reason why we should depend on foreign oil.
I agree, but it's not up to us, the guys who work the shop floor, the guys who work the derricks, the guys who work the...
The CEOs need to stop being scared of Biden.
It's up to the guys who own the companies, and they're scared to death of the federal government. They're not interested in being...
Excuse my language for saying this, but they need to give Biden a big F you.
I agree, and I think it's starting to happen. I do have some good news to share with you, which is going to be kind of, guess who is in negotiations to put 2,000 mules in their stores?
Who?
Walmart.
Wow, probably the edited version.
No, I think this is going to be the full-blown version. This is what Dinesh D'Souza is saying. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, so they are, I think, starting to feel a little bit of regret about their election fortification. And they're saying to themselves, okay, this is not going the way we thought it was. Well, yeah, anybody could have told them that if they would listen, but they weren't listening. They was like, oh, Donald Trump is such a meanie. He tweets mean things.
I'd rather have a mean tweet than $1.40 per gallon gasoline right now.
I would rather have mean tweets and abundantly stocked shelves right now.
Thank you.
I would rather have mean tweets and great race relationships right now. Of course, we might actually have pretty good great race relationships because all races agree. Joe Biden sucks.
Yes. Okay, I have to go, Matthew. I got another call in. Talk to you next week.
One last thing before I go. Phil is correct in the fact that we do need to get together from time to time to build the feeling of strength from one another. And I wish I knew when the next Home Defense Foundation meeting was, but I don't. So that's it for now. Ciao.
Okay, we got to go to break. Brother Steve in the country. We will get to you next segment. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding.
Damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP & Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Need a new roof? See Freeman.
Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A new report from the state's legislative auditor shows a huge increase in complaints made against property insurance carriers in the state. Chris McGee is a data analyst with the legislative auditor's office. He says annual consumer complaints to state authorities about their insurance company used to number around 450. After the hurricanes of 2020 and 21, that number went to over 5,200.
The main issues were claim delay, unsatisfactory settlements or offers, claim denial, and the way that adjusters were handling the claim.
A handful of companies were overwhelmed by incoming claims and just closed up shop, leaving the state to help make the homeowner's property whole again. Holy mackerel, the statewide average price of gas is now $4.24 a gallon. Louisiana AAA fuel expert Don Redmond says, at the risk of repeating himself, get used to this, at least for a few months.
Certainly, we're talking about budgeting at prices now, and maybe as high as $4.50 for the remainder of the summer.
This is news on LRN.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Great bumping music. Thank you, Randy Jackson. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. It's the Flaming Conservative with my special co-host, Phil the Patriot. You there, Phil? Phil? Hello, Phil? Did he hang up? Phil the Patriot, you there?
Okay. Okay, we go to
with the screen.
Okay, we go to Steve in the country. Good afternoon, good evening, brother Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Big John?
Great.
So we got two Big Johns, but you're Big John because you're Big John at night, and he's Big John in the day, you know? So we'll just make that distinction. Yeah, I was listening about the gas thing and everything else, and you know, they never really did do anything to address any kind of commuter service. You know, I mean, there's not one on the North Shore. There's not one on the South Shore. You know, they don't have any real plans for any kind of, you know, the trains or things like that to get going and all that. But back in the day, they had something that was made designed and made right there in New Orleans, the Simplex, the little motorized bike. They brought those back. You know, they got almost 85 miles to the pint of gas.
Wow.
You know, yeah. You know, if you work in Metairie and it's like 2 miles to work, you could just jump on the Simplex and go. But Phil, everybody got used to their big pickups, their big SUVs, they got, you know, the luxury cars.
My big Suburban.
I'm back again.
My big suburban, it gets 20 miles a gallon on the highway if you drive sensibly.
Let me show them back again. I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Brother Steve. You there?
Yeah, I was listening to Phil the Patriot.
Okay.
So, you know, nothing's really, you know, done anything about any kind of commuter services to make it to where the people have an alternative to driving their car. The parking is miserable. The streets are terrible to drive on. There's nothing over here on the North Shore at all. I mean, north, south, there's like five roads, and east, west, there's like three major arteries. And I mean, they get jammed pretty easy. And what's going to happen is everybody's going to have to start looking at their lifestyle. You know, what needs to stay and what needs to go, and paying more attention to family and family get-togethers and things like that. But everybody's still going to commute to the Gulf Coast. Everybody's still going to go power up the big boats. And, you know, the big boats, they burn like 32 to 40 gallons per side per hour when they're out there and they're hooked up in their boats, you know, blazing along. And that ain't even to go fast. And so they're going to keep doing that. However, the marine industry did back in the 80s, they were mandated on them that they had to stop 80% of their emissions in the outboards, and they did it. They actually did it a year and a half earlier than they thought they could do it, and they actually got it all cut down. So there's things people can do to cars, you know, to make them more economical and everything else. But until everybody sits down and comes up with solutions, everybody knows the problems. But nobody has the consensus on what we're going to do for the solutions.
Drilling.
The solution is sooner or later people have to realize it's we the people, and you know, we're going to have to do what we do to survive.
Biden is like, he's a dictator and thief. Like we spoke earlier, we answer to God. We don't answer to Biden.
That's right. You know, I mean, it was founded on Christian principles, the country. The papers were written on that, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all that. But you know, people being people are getting away from what's best for everybody but me. Everybody's worried about their own little world, and they're not looking at the overall picture for everybody. And if we start looking at what's good for everybody, and I'm not talking about masks and shots and all that kind of stuff, which is what's better, is we need to deploy and make sure the people that are running low on food have food. You know, if you got 20 houses in the neighborhood or in the subdivision, everybody can take something out of pantry and go bring food to people. Everybody can say, hey, I'm headed across the lake, let me give you a ride. And the guy on the other block, when he leaves, he's going to come get you from your job. And, you know, people used to do that. Now it's every man for himself trying to fight and go kill for a parking place and everything else. And we're not trying to pull together to actually do things. And when that starts, is things can happen. And you know, as soon as we get back to some good Christian principles and we get to some morality, is then we can get to responsibility and accountability. And everything's ruined today because there is no accountability.
Agreed.
You can't get people arrested. You can't get them charged. When they are, they still let them out of jail and everything. Well, guess what? If you have a voter ID card, and I'm talking to anybody who votes, if you don't go vote, you're part of the problem. I don't care which party you are.
Thank you.
If you don't go vote, you are part of the problem.
It only takes maybe 10 minutes out of your time to go vote. I mean, but they're more worried about hunting season, football games, partying. They worry about that big party. Do your patriotic duty. Go vote. Do that first. You can still have your fun. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, of course you can, and you know, we have to take what's happening to our children much more serious too.
Yeah,
because things still go on in the schools, things still go on in textbooks, things still go on, and you know, the family unit is starting to take a hit, and the people want to do things, but they're not exactly sure how to go about it. If people got together more and talked about those things, you know, I mean, they fight over what color flowers we're going to put out this year in the subdivision. But you know, they don't want to talk about how we're going to keep the people from stealing all the stuff out of our garages. And then they really don't want to address it when it's their kids. They're kids that have drug problems that they don't want to talk about. They're kids that have mental problems that they don't want to talk about.
Okay.
So as things go on, lifestyles are going to be what people are going to look at. You know, there's a way of life. You know, he's the way, the truth, and the light. There's a way of life. And when you take that vaccine from him, and you receive the Holy Spirit, is there's no negative side effects, and there's no side effects which are fatal either. So, you know, what do people want? Are they willing to do what they might have to do to get there? Are they willing to give up sports betting? Are they willing to give up Saints season tickets? Are they willing to give up Pelicans tickets?
That wouldn't be hard for me to give up the way them suckers are going today.
Well, yeah, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, I got more callers coming in. I like to keep you on longer, Brother Steve, but
I'd like to jump in for a second there.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah, listen, we need to protect the integrity of the vote, okay? Let me say it again. We need to protect the integrity of the vote at all costs. One more time. We need to protect the integrity of the vote. And not only that, we got to protect the integrity of pregnancy. That's right. Pro-life, we got to protect the integrity of pregnancy. That's right. One more time. We have to protect the integrity of a human being's birth. Now you better wake up, America, and I'm not hanging up.
Okay. We got to go to a break. Brother Steve, thanks for calling. Miss Snowball, we'll be with you next segment. You're listening to WGSO, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya.
Damaged by Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP & Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Hit it, Freddie. Welcome back to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. You with the Flaming Conservative and my special co-host tonight, our own Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot. And we go to my friend on the line, Miss Snowball. Good evening, Miss Snowball.
Hey, y'all are doing a great job. Listen, I'm sure Matthew is still listening, but he wanted to know when the next Home Defense Foundation meeting is, and that's Thursday, today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Metairie Road, Raw Coffee Shop. He knows the spot, the usual spot. So okay. It's mostly for the people who did the volunteer work door-to-doors for the recall, but, you know, he's one of the gang. So I hope he's listening. The meeting will be Thursday and really free food. You ought to kind of RSVP maybe to Mike, but it'll be, you don't have to.
How you been doing? I haven't heard from you in a while.
No, I haven't really called in much, but you're doing a great job, kid. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Means a lot.
Got lots of good advertisers, the whole bit.
Oh, yes. I'm in the
newborn's conception stages of putting on a Patriot Fest. Sometimes in the fall, I'm going to have it's a major fest with a bike poker run, half from Baton Rouge, the other half from Gulfport, and lots of bands. It's to benefit WGSO to get them on the FM band transmitter.
Oh, that'd be good. And it helps when you, like, Phil the Patriot. I still call him Phil the Patriot. It helps to kind of have a co-host with you.
It's helpful a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
God bless you all. God bless all of you for what you're doing right now. And persevere and do not fear. Amen.
Yeah. Phil, you're always right on the mark. Mm. Both of you.
Hey, God bless you.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let Matthew know Thursday.
And I'm going to be on Moon Griffon show tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah?
The Cajun conservative talk out of Lafayette.
You call in to Jeff every Monday, it seems like.
I call in just
every day. Very good thing to announce your program.
And I'm gonna spread a little flaming conservative love to Acadiana tomorrow. And I'm also going to be a podcasting with the Files Network too on Thursday.
Is that Clay?
No, it's McFiles. No, it's not Clay. It might be his first name. I don't know.
No.
Never realized how much I've taken off. And
what do you mean taken off?
I never realized how people starting to know my name.
Oh,
and all I did was,
oh, by the way, I'm sorry that you had a fall, such a fall, but you sound like you came back very well.
Yes, I had a fall. I'm very thankful. God took care of me.
Okay, well, I'll talk to y'all soon.
Thank you, Miss Snowball, for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hey, I agree with the flaming conservative. Keep eating healthy, take your vitamins, and persevere and exercise. Amen, okay?
Okay. And we go now to the professor, Joseph in Metairie. Get your pen and pads out. Good evening, Professor.
In the 1970s, they had at least two Arab oil embargoes against the United States. American people felt pain at the gas pump.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I was like 10 years old in 1973. 10 years old. Everybody was going crazy when gas jumped up to 30 cents a gallon. I'm like,
well,
wow.
Now get news about the cost of gasoline at the pump is back again. News about that.
Yes.
Now, but the average American doesn't remember anything big about the 1970s concerning gas.
Most of them haven't been alive back in the early 70s.
Six.
But you see, I'm an old timer.
So you, Phil, you were 20 years old in 1973, right?
I'll be born in 70. I was born in 49.
So that'll make you 14 years old.
Well, I remember something you probably haven't heard of. Super carburetors. You remember that term?
Super carburetors, yes. Yeah, Chrysler put them out. It's the Carter AVS.
Super,
I know all about that.
Average American Joes who had the ability to tinker under the car, they were inventing super carburetors. And they were real. You know, we're not talking about UFOs, lights in the sky. We're not talking about little gray men or green men. Super carburetors were real. And the car industry was scared to death. And the American military was tasked in this country.
Back in those days,
I know today's cars last longer. Back in those days, all the meat was inside where it count, inside the engine block. If they have yesterday's performance meat with today's technology, you'd have a darn good car.
A super carburetor that will report of people getting 300, 400 miles to a gallon. Not false.
I've never heard of that.
Yes, they were. Yes, super carburetors were real. And there was something right out of Jules Verne. They were real. Now, the government did not want you to get one of those because you would start to be a proponent of that this invention. And that would have shut down.
I've never heard of
the industry as we know it.
I know the super carburetor.
As we know it would have been bankrupt.
The super carburetor
would have been bankrupt, and the military of our country, they were going after buying those things up. The intelligence community didn't want that to get to be a subject that the average person would want to pick up on. That became a threat. That actually became a threat to the status quo. Super carburetors.
Yeah.
The car industry didn't want that. The car industry would have gone defunct. The oil industry didn't want it. So the thing is, the powers that be went after anyone who invented, who was a tinkerer. I think the expression was a Rube Goldberg, backyard scientist, you know. And the oil industry, the government went after those people. They made them sign confidentiality agreements. If you had one of those things, they bought it. They gave you some money for it. And you don't ever talk about it. You don't go invent another one. You don't make it public information. But that would have shut down those Arab oil regimes.
Okay.
That was sodomizing us.
We have another caller coming in, Professor. We have to go. Thanks for calling in. Call me next week. Okay, Phil, you got your final thoughts?
Yes. Listen to me. They're going to try to charge us $6.66 per gallon as long as we live. And maybe $666 for a quart of baby formula. Wake up, America, before it's too late. They're trying to kill us all, man.
Okay, my fellow patriots, Mike will be on next Monday. Next Monday is Memorial Day. Don't forget, thank them when you see a veteran, thank them for their service. Until next week, wake up, America. Thank you, Phil.
After damage by Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.